Welcome to the poem of the week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. I'm looking forward to learning about a new drug, zoledronic acid. You're going to tell us a little bit about its role in osteoporosis in a moment, but let me just give a little bit of background. There are certainly men, although many more women, who are taking medications to prevent osteoporosis. Some of those people are taking the medicines because they take steroids. Others are just at high risk. When is drug treatment recommended? Well, currently, in women over the age of 75, many doctors are recommending it regardless of whether they have a dual energy X-ray DX scan. In women between the ages of 65 and 74, if osteoporosis is confirmed by a DXA scan. In women younger than 65, if they have a very low bone mineral density, a T-score, in other words, less than 3. In women less than 65, if they have a T-score less than 2.5, if they have one or more additional risk factors, including low body mass, family history, untreated premature menopause, medical disorders that are independently associated with bone loss, such as inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, et cetera, there are other drugs that are less preferred. So when drug treatment is recommended, there are first and second line drugs. First line drugs include the bisphosphonates, and a relatively newcomer, zoledronic acid. Now, zoledronic acid is thought perhaps to reduce fractures and osteoporosis, but we've learned our lessons from an unusual application of the drug. Today, Mark's going to talk with us from the New England Journal asking the question, is zoledronic acid a safe and effective drug to prevent fractures in women with osteoporosis? What did the authors find, Mark?
Well, this was a study, as you said, of zoledronic acid, which is an injectable bisphosphonate. And with the bisphosphonates, we started out giving them once a day and then found that we could give them once a week, and now there's one that you can give once a month. This is actually a once-a-year dose of a drug in this class. Now, it's an injectable drug, and it's mostly been used in patients with multiple myeloma and in cancer-related hypercalcemia. In the current study, over 7,000 women between ages of 65 and 89 were enrolled, and they all had either osteoporosis or osteopenia with a previous fracture. And they were randomly assigned to either get a placebo or to get zoledronic acid, 5 milligrams IV, at baseline, and then again 1 and 2 years later. And they followed the patients for 3 years. All of the patients also got good doses of calcium and vitamin D. They were allowed to take other drugs, but no other bisphosphonates. If they took something else, which was relatively uncommon, they took raloxifene more than anything. Patients taking the zoledronic acid at the end of 3 years had fewer hip fractures, fewer clinical vertebral fractures, and fewer clinical fractures of any type. The number needed to treat for any fracture was 23, which means if you gave 23 people this drug instead of placebo, after 3 years you'd have one fewer fracture. So that's pretty good, actually, and it compares well with the other bisphosphonates in this group. Patients taking the drug did have some transient increases in serum creatinine right after getting the dose, but at the end of the study there were no differences in renal function between the groups. One side effect they did see that was more common in the women taking zoledronic acid was atrial fibrillation, 1.3% versus 0.5%. This has been previously seen in a study of alendronate as well, although not in some other studies, and I think we need more data there. Not really sure of the mechanism causing that. There was also no difference between groups regarding other cardiovascular events or all-cause mortality. So the bottom line is that zoledronic acid given once a year via an IV infusion reduces the risk of clinical fracture in women with osteoporosis or osteopenia and previous fracture. The NNT is 23 for any fracture, and the NNH is 125 for atrial fibrillation.
Well, so that's, I mean, I guess the number needed to treat of 23 is in the eyes of the beholder. You know, 3 years, 23 people for one to benefit. It sounds to me pretty favorable, given that the number needed to harm is 125. I guess one of the key questions is, are women going to find this acceptable? And perhaps even more importantly, will the insurance companies be willing to pay for this? I have no idea how much this costs.
Yeah, I don't either. I bet it's not cheap.
Right.
But I think, you know, there's certainly, eventually, I think primary care physicians would be able to give these infusions. I think currently it's mostly oncologists who are doing this, but it doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to do in the office. The number needed to treat is not bad, 23 over 3 years. If you look at lower risk groups, you know, women who just have osteopenia, for example, you know, that's the number needed to treat for other drugs is in the hundreds. And even if you take women osteopenia and previous fracture or osteoporosis like this, with the other bisphosphonates, the number needed to treat is in the, you know, it's probably even higher than that. So,
right.
Being a bit of a cynic, if this works out and it ends up being a benefit equal to taking oral or more frequent injectable drugs, this could be a huge moneymaker for the manufacturer.
Yeah, and you know, it could actually, depending on how it's priced, it could actually save money. I mean, if you're spending $50, $60, $70 a month on a bisphosphonate currently,
right,
that adds up to, you know, $700 a year. Maybe it could be cheaper. Just give a single infusion of a drug that maybe costs a couple hundred dollars.
Right. Plus, add into that physician visits, et cetera. It also, I mean, doctors are losing the ability to see their patients every year, and this could be an important way to drive patients back for their yearly prescription and injection.
That's right. We primary care physicians need our procedures too, don't we?
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Interesting article, and we'll talk with you next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.